I was reading The Guardian the other day and I came across this headline: any amount of alcohol consumption is harmful to the brain, a study finds. And I'll just read a few parts of the article. There is no safe amount of alcohol consumption for the brain, with even moderate drinking adversely affecting nearly every part of it, a study of more than 25,000 people in the UK has found. The study suggests that the more alcohol consumed, the lower the brain volume. In effect, the more you drink, the worse off your brain. There's no threshold drinking for harm. Any alcohol is worse. Pretty much the whole brain seems to be affected, not just specific areas as previously thought, said the lead author, Anya Topiwala, a senior clinical lecturer at the University of Oxford. Contrary to previous research that suggested there is a benefit to drinking wine in moderation compared with beer or spirits, the study found no evidence to suggest alcoholic beverage type conferred differences in risks to the brain. The associations of wine drinking with higher educational attainment and socioeconomic status may explain the perceived health benefits, the authors suggested. If you look at who is moderately drinking, at least in this country, they are better educated, wealthier people that would do much better on a memory test just because of who they are than people that are less educated, said Topiwala. In 2016, the Department of Health introduced new alcoholic guidelines in the UK, recommending that both men and women drink no more than 14 units of alcohol each week. Topiwala said the study showed evidence of harm below that threshold, end quote. It's a fascinating article, actually. I was very surprised. I thought moderate consumption of alcohol was kind of okay, but clearly there is any amount of alcohol consumption is harmful to the brain, according to this study. And perhaps not surprisingly, I was reminded of the teaching of the Quran in a related area. In the fifth chapter, verse 90, it says, this is in the Quran, God speaking to Muslims, the believers, "You who believe, intoxicants and gambling, idolatrous practices, with divining with arrows are repugnant acts, Satan's doing. Shun them so that you may prosper. With intoxicants and gambling, Satan seeks only to incite enmity and hatred among you and to stop you remembering God and prayer. Will you not give them up?" says the Quran. Of course, intoxicants there refers to any alcohol that intoxicates, completely prohibited in Islam, obviously, although not in Christianity, I understand. So I think that was a fascinating insight into how the latest medical research and medical science converges quite wonderfully, really, with the Quran's teaching. They both affirming the danger and harm done by alcohol to human beings. Till next time.